AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. Credo's 102% quarter defies a weak semiconductor week, while July volume trails the move. Credo Technology closed at $241.90 after a 1.6% weekly gain, keeping its active trend signal intact, but participation eased to 0.9x the 13-week average. Research brief. Credo Technology remains one of the stronger recovery stories in U.S. semiconductors, with a 102.3% 12-week return, and price still 50.5% above its weekly trend line. The evidence is constructive but not clean. Activity pressure is positive, relative strength remains favorable, and the industry backdrop is broad. While volume cooled, and the stock is still 21.6% below its 52-week high. Key points. 1. CRDO rose 1.6% for the week to $241.90, adding to a 16.9% 4-week gain and a 102.3% 12-week advance. 2. The weekly trend signal is active for a 7th week, with the close 50.5% above the $160.8 trend line. 3. Volume was 35.2 million shares, equal to 0.9x the 13-week average of 41.1 million, and below the late June spike of 73.4 million. 4. U.S. semiconductors fell 3.2% on average for the week, making CRDO's positive print a relative bright spot within a volatile chip group. 5. Risk remains elevated, with 13-week weekly return volatility at 14.9%, and the stock still 21.6% under its $308 and $7 52-week high. Recovery strength remains visible, despite thinner participation. Credo Technology Group Holding Limited finished the week ended 3 July at $241.90, up 1.6%, leaving the high-speed connectivity supplier with a 16.9% 4-week return and a 102.3% 12-week gain. The move fits ShareMaestro's deep recovery attempt setup. The stock is well above its $160.8 weekly trend line, and its trend signal has been active for 7 consecutive weeks, with 36 of the past 52 weeks active. The confirmation is less forceful than the price action. Latest volume was 35.2 million shares, only 0.9x the 13-week average of 41.1 million, although it remains 1.1x the 52-week average. That is a sharp step down from the 73.4 million share week on 26 June, when the stock fell 12.4%, and from the 60.5 million share rebound week on 12 June. The latest gain therefore keeps the recovery intact, but it did not arrive with a fresh participation stamp. Chip sector context supports the signal, but peer evidence is mixed. The sector backdrop is broadly supportive. U.S. technology showed 66.0% trend breadth, 75.0% positive market dynamics breadth, and 54.0% positive relative strength breadth. Within U.S. semiconductors, the signal base is even stronger, with 84.1% of stocks in active weekly trends and 88.4% showing positive activity pressure. That said, the industry's average weekly return was 93.2%, making CRDO's 1.6% gain stand out against a weaker chip print. Relative to semiconductor peers, Credo's 16.9% 4-week return ranked inside the stronger tier, though Astera Labs was ahead at 28.2% over 4 weeks and 172.7% over 12 weeks. CRDO's own relative strength reading of 41.01 remains positive, and market dynamics pressure at 1.29 also points to constructive activity, but the signal state is not a fresh trigger. The current profile is an active trend with causative pressure, not a newly confirmed breakout. Valuation distance and drawdown risk keep the setup two-sided. The main tension is distance. CRDO trades 225.7% above ShareMaestro fair value of $74.27 and 50.5% above its trend line, leaving little valuation cushion if momentum cools. The stock also remains 21.6% below its $308.7 52-week high, despite sitting at 70.0% of its one-year range. So the recovery has not fully repaired the prior drawdown. Risk metrics underline that point. The 13-week volatility reading is 14.9%, above the 52-week baseline of 12.1%, while the past year includes 23 downside weeks against 29 upside weeks. the average gain of 10.9% is stronger than the average loss of 8.0%, but the distribution remains jumpy, with 38.5% of recent classified weeks falling into the sharp loss bucket. What to watch next? The $160.8 trend line is the key weekly regime marker, not because it is close to price, but because the current setup depends on that broader uptrend staying active. Activity pressure is the more immediate tell. A stable or rising reading would support the recovery attempt, while fading pressure, alongside sub-average volume, would weaken the evidence. Participation is the practical confirmation test. A volume ratio above 1.5 times would show stronger institutional involvement in the next move, while another positive week, on roughly 0.9 times volume, would keep the market's message more cautious. The 52-week high at $308.7 is the upper reference point. But the first question is whether CRDO can keep outperforming a semiconductor group that remains broad in signals, yet uneven in weekly price action. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.